advice. Come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Is it weird that I'm actually a little nervous to message you both, LOL? That's not my question, LOL. Anyway, I really like a guy that I've been going on dates with for about a month.
Okay.
He's a few years older than me. I'm 32.
All right.
We've done all the date stuff, like gone to coffee, went to dinner, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to his house, I was shocked. His house was full of game trophies.
Okay.
Not the trophies you win for placing third at YMCA soccer, but I'm talking animal heads.
Oh, okay.
And not just a deer head. I'm talking a stuffed bear, bison head, moose head, squirrel, rabbit, alligator, caribou, and a freaking zebra.
Oh.
To say I was a bit put off would be an understatement.
Uh-huh.
In the moment, I just said, wow, that's a lot of animal heads.
Okay.
To which he said, yeah, it's kind of a hobby of mine.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong. I get hunting deer. We live in Indiana. My dad hunts deer.
Okay.
You hunt deer for meat.
Sure.
You don't hunt a zebra, except for the reason to say I hunted a zebra.
Okay.
So what's your take on this?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a sign of a guy who wants to tell the world, look at what a big man I am? Is it a red flag? I don't think he's ever been married before, but I'm more than a little weirded out about what I may be getting myself into. Thanks, guys. Anna, the animal lover.
Wow, Anna. What a... I think it's weird that he didn't prepare you before you went to his house.
Does he understand how unusual that is?
Like, I understand, I mean, because especially if you've been dating about a month, you've gone out to dinner a few times, you've gone out for coffee a few times, you know, maybe you've kept it slow and casual. That's fine. That's great. But I feel like, wouldn't it be natural in that time to bring up hobbies? Like, hey, what do you like to do? Oh, you know, I like to go jogging. I like to do CrossFit. I like to collect stamps.
I hunt exotic animals.
I hunt exotic animals and collect their carcasses on my wall.
Okay. All right. Yeah. He should probably start to be aware, if he's not already, that is going to be a little shocking.
I got to think that is. Yeah. I got to think that's going to be probably a little bit of a, whoa, okay.
Yeah, this is more than the deer on the wall.
And I get maybe if you've got a man cave and there is you've got a deer head on the wall or a buck or whatever, you know, I've.
Gone. She says the house is full of them.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like it's contained to one room. Mm-hmm. This is my hunting room.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I mean, is that okay? So take hunting hunting exotic animals out of the picture. And what if she went to his house and his entire house was covered wall to wall in like sports memorabilia frames?
That's different.
Is it?
Yeah. I think that she has the problem. It sounds like the biggest problem with like a zebra.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's typically, it's not zebra hunting season anywhere, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think in the United States we have a designated zebra hunting season.
I don't think so. I'm not well versed in the hunting world, but it's not.
Let me just check.
Typical. I know that there are like exotic hunting excursions for like really rich people. I've seen that before.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, is he sitting on some bank? Is this dude loaded?
I feel like most of the time, if you're hunting zebra, I would be interested to hear the zebra backstory. And if it's, that doesn't sound like that's one of those species of animals that are fine to hunt all the time because we have plenty.
It Is says, it? Okay, so quick quick Google search.
Uh-huh.
Zebras are an excellent exotic species to hunt year round in Texas.
Oh, really? Okay, I did
but
not
I don't
know
think
that.
They're native to Texas.
Okay.
What are you doing going to the zoo?
I don't, yes.
Okay, all right.
But if Google tells you it's fine, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay, anyways, all right. So
maybe that, because I was automatically thinking, is that
Africa.
Even legal?
Well, and I'm thinking he's going to Africa or whatever.
Sure,
because
exactly.
That's, right. Okay,
right.
So.
But sounds like that's fine. That was the biggest thing that might have been a red flag in my mind. Like, is he doing illegal hunting?
Poaching or hunting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
It doesn't sound like he is, though. I don't know. I would still love to hear the backstory.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Or what's the most wild thing that you have seen in your new boyfriend or girlfriend's place? Can you beat exotic animal heads?
The Museum of Animal Heads?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, so would love to hear your stories and thoughts on this coming up next. When you find out your boyfriend hunts exotic animals.
And you never mentioned it.
Yeah.
On any of your dates.
All right. So Anna, the animal lover, is what she's asking us to call her. She has been seeing this guy about a month, went over to his house, discovered he's got a house full of animal trophies. Like, we're talking, yes, deer, but then things like bison, zebra, bears.
A stuffed bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squirrels,
alligator.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Was really like, wow, that is unusual.
Yeah. And then, you know, I was thinking, I'm like, is this guy maybe just putting on a front? Is he actually, or is he, because you can buy those things on the internet too, you know?
You could. Shauna says on Facebook, actually in other countries, they hunt zebra and eat it just like we hunt deer and eat them.
Yeah,
hunt is a skill that not all have, and he's proud of what he's done.
Other countries also hunt dog and
that
cats
is true.
And eat them too. But, you know, right. We domesticated them here, and they're our furry little friends.
Okay. And then now this is a really good point. Lindsay says, it doesn't sound like you're that compatible. You're an animal lover. He's a guy that loves to kill and display animals. Do the math.
Mm. Haley says, hobbies I feel like you're usually talking about on dates. Was this never brought up? I don't feel like you'd be as thrown off if it was mentioned before you went to his house. Not mentioning it is a red flag to me.
Okay, so yeah, I think this is going to come down to a compatibility issue. Like, this doesn't sound like this is going to jive
now
with your values at all.
For the other side, Brittany says, I don't really think it's that serious. It is a hobby of his. I would say that is not something I would necessarily be compatible with, but it's not necessarily indicating anything is wrong with him either. If it bothered you, then maybe it's more of a different values thing than it really is like a serious problem.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at.
Yeah. So the fact that you're calling yourself Anna the animal lover kind of gives us a little insight of where you are. And
yeah, that's what Jessica said. I think your signature says it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're never going to be okay with him trophy hunting if it already bothers you on day one.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen his place.
Here's what you need to do. You need to start, when you go over to his place the next time, you need to start naming them.
Oh, hi. Hi, Bob the Bear.
Hi, Bobby the Bear. Oh, you precious thing.
Hi, Zippy Zebra.
Zippy the Zebra.
No, Zach. Zach the Zebra. That's a better name.
Zachy.
Zach. Oh, hey, Zach Zebra.
Zachy.
Oh, hey, Carl the Caribou.
Yeah, exactly. Start naming them little precious names. See if you can put little, like, dress them up and put little hats on them or things like
that. How's it going, Steve the Squirrel? Oh, you having a good day?
Oh, hi, little buddy.
Oh.
Pat.
Here's Al the alligator over there.
Yeah. All right. So,
I'll see you later, alligator.
Okay.
As you're leaving, that's what you say.
Yeah. So, Anna, I think that we're saying, look, maybe not a huge red flag in the sense that he's someone you should worry about. But
right.
Maybe it's the whole attitudes, values, and beliefs thing that are so important in making a relationship last and being on the same, you know, page with. Maybe you don't align so much with his values.
I think for you, this is different than, oh, he's a golfer. He likes to go.
Yeah, it's different than seeing
to go golfing.
Trophies of, like,
right.
His golfing thing.
His golfing tournament trophies
right.
are going to be different aesthetically than all the animal heads throughout the
yeah,
house.
Exactly. Maybe a little bit different.
You need to consider that.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. But yeah, I think the next time maybe you go over and you just start naming them, giving them very feminine names, maybe.
Yeah.
That might be good, too.
Oh, give them feminine names? Okay.
Yeah.
I think we dive deeper into, all right, what is the, did you actually hunt all of these animals?
Yeah.
Is this something you do all the time?
Obviously, this is going to be another conversation that you're going to need to have with them to dig deeper. But
right. The biggest question is, if we ever were to cohabitate,
mm-hmm.
are you going to be insistent on these hanging on all of our walls?
Yeah. Yeah, this is not going to go with the drapes.
I don't think that's going to be a space she wants to exist in.
Right. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.